If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He asked her, would you move to Canada? And she said, it's a possibility, which it better
it's
be.
A possibility. Girl, it might is the be ghetto over people. Here. Are you serious? If I had a Canadian man on my season, I would pull a Claire and be like, all the rest of you, y'all all gotta go, because I have got to leave.
I gotta get out of here. But yeah, they ride this mechanical moose, they play hockey. And then as they're having a great old time off in the distance, he's sitting crestfallen watching this date go down from the balcony. Mr. Greg. Why they set him up like this?
They set him up like this. Because they knew he would, like, burst.
Yeah.
He's the one. He has the least sense out of all three of them. Justin doesn't even like her. Blake has sense and has been on this show multiple times. So he knows what to do. And probably to walk away. Greg is the only emotionally vulnerable one who's enough to, like, crack and go nuts.
God. Mm. Yeah. But he's sitting there looking all sad on the balcony, watching their whole day go down. And said he sees how happy Katie is with Blake, and it's scaring him. You're not supposed to be seeing this. You're supposed to know that it's a thing, but you're not supposed to be watching it. That's fucked.
Yeah.
Time to meet Blake's family. Katie got on her meet the family outfit, which is a floral dress and a short-sleeved pink cardigan. She looked like a very cute kindergarten teacher, I'd say.
I was going to say, giving me strong. Actually, Michelle from Minnesota probably wore this before the show.
On a Monday at 7 a.m., welcoming her students into class. Now, Blake, sorry, side note. What did you wear when you met the parents?
Holy fuck. I wore oh my God. Okay. I wore a good outfit. I had on a long-sleeved V-neck, slit up the thigh, though, like maxi dress.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. It was cute.
So, like, coverage but style.
Still, like, showing you why we're together.
Pizzazz, you know? Yes. Exactly. That's the thing, like, coverage. Like, I see Katie, she got the cardigan on. Which normally she'd probably just wear the dress. Gotta have some coverage, but you gotta show a little pizzazz, a little style, a little personality.
Katie had on a little heel, you know?
Yeah, a little heel on. Yeah, a little heel. The cardigan was nice and pink. It was bright. I was just trying to remember. I don't remember.
That was many moons ago, friend.
It was a while ago. I like see the date happen, or not the date. I see the dinner happening, but I really don't remember what I was wearing. But some type of floral. Oh, I do remember. Just kidding. It was a floral dress. Yes. Similar to Katie's. Like, it was black with like pink flowers. Kind of like hit the knee. Above the knee was like a little shorter. And it was winter. So then I had on over it like a crop, like not beige, like off white sweater. Like a crop sweater.
Cute!
You know that look? Like the crop sweater with like a little flowy dress coming out from underneath. And like some booties or something. So yeah, coverage, but style.
Yep.
Anyways, so Blake, yeah, kind of pep talks her before, you know, you don't have to be great. You just have to be you, which is very cute. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think good, just sound advice. Don't try to be anything you're not. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
And so we meet Blake's mom, who's a cool mom.
She is a very cool mom.
She's a cool mom.
I was like, whoa, what's her name? Emily yeah. Taylor? What's her name?
I don't
know. One of them. I think Emily.
Let's put mama.
I was like, Emily girl? My girl had her hair perfectly coiffed. She had mm-hmm. the one tendril hanging. Mm-hmm. She had the collar was starched.
Woo! Yes, the starch. The white Christ starch. Shirt.
Looking yes. like Miranda Priestley. Oh,
yes.
Man.
Oh, yes.
I loved and it. All she the looked jewelry. So good. Yeah, all everybody's yeah. jewelry was on. Yeah. Everybody, I love it. I love it.
I loved it. So we met the mom, sister, and then was that his brother?
Yes. Yeah, brother. I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So mom and Katie sit down, and the mom, she's wondering, like going in her confessional, like, is this infatuation? Is this real? Mm-hmm. Like, what's mm-hmm. this situation? And the mom lets Katie know. She's like, I can tell he's really smitten. Like, I can mm-hmm. tell he's like really into you. So like, where are you at with him? And she tells him, you know, it feels like we've known each other for months. Neither of us have said we love each other, but I do think mm-hmm. we can get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the mom's like, well, have you not said it because he came late and things are behind? Like, what's right. that situation? And Katie kind of explained her whole stance, which is like, she doesn't want to say I love you to multiple people. She's really saving it for the end.
Mm-hmm.
And she does think if Blake is that person in the end, that it can be a forever thing. So.
Mm. So if he wins, then we'll be engaged,
I guess. I'm okay. Really sure she's well,
I love Greg is basically what she said. Okay. All yeah. right. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh Lord. Now Blake sits with his sister who got my invite
to the cookout.
Homegirl brought the potato salad and I might eat it. I might eat this one.
Listen.
I love this sister.
Taylor is not B and Taylor is not Natasha.
Mm.
Woo! Oh, I've done this to my brother and been like, so what is going on here?
What is this?
What is this? What are we doing? Why am I wasting my time sitting here with this, looking at this girl?
Another one. This?
Another yeah. one. Who is this person?
Who is this?
Can't bother with this. I flew all the way down here from Canada looking at this girl. For,
right. Another one. I'm on this
Meanwhile,
show
you were in love with the host fucking 6 months ago. Get out of here.
3 seconds ago. Yes. I just love how she came for his whole neck, called him out like exact, like to the T. Before you met Claire, you said you were in love with her. Yeah, and then Tasia yeah. came along. You were in love again.
Yep.
What the fuck is going on, Blake?
Like, yep.
She just
yep.
spelt it out so clearly. Ooh, I loved it.
She said, this is the one now? I was like, oh, Taylor.
The one now. Yeah, yeah, she did not. Taylor don't play. She didn't have time for this. She took off work no. for this.
No, she's like too emotionally invested in Claire because you know he was taking out library books on Alzheimer's for all the rest of this. Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my god. Ooh. So Blake is, you know, giving his song and dance, the same commercial, and the sister's like, well, you know, if everything is there, why haven't you said I love you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really, this is really your girl, other people might have said it by now. So what are you waiting on? What's the
yeah.
deal?
Yeah.
Like you, basically, she's saying, you know how this process works. So mm-hmm. if you're really trying to mm-hmm. win and get to the end, why haven't you said
what
I love
you?
What
are you doing?
Yeah. You know this process better than anybody here. What's mm-hmm. what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, yeah, you know, when I know, I know. And this is the most I've known. So whatever. Mm-hmm. Blake sits with his mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's the same thing. If you feel it, have you said it? What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, what are you
like
waiting for?
The mom and the sister were spoken like true fans of the show slash people who've watched their son go through this shit, and they just know yeah. the formula and they don't understand why he's not adhering to formula.
Following the formula, especially if he does feel strongly about her.
Especially if you do claim to love her, then
yeah, yeah.
Say it. You know where we're at right now. So yeah, Blake in his confessional he does say, I want to tell Katie I love her. You know, I do feel it. I feel love. I'm more than I've ever had before. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So before Katie leaves in the SUV, they're kissing and they're hugging. And Blake basically says, you know, had a great time, but doesn't say I love you. So, not sure what his game plan is. But
yeah, I don't. Maybe he's following the same one she is, which is like, we'll say I love you at the very end, and then I'll propose to you and ride off into the sunset.
Maybe. I guess, but Nika, you've been here before. You know how this shit works. I know. Say you I
know
love
how
you.
This works. I know.
You know how this works. We ain't got time for this. Drop the I love you and move the fuck on. You need to make it to next week. Do what you gotta do, bro. Like,
oh, you know what? And maybe he's thinking like, there's no fucking way Justin's making it to next week. So I'm really not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very nice. Important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Bothered, and I'm not pressed.
Or that, yeah.
Could be that.
Could be that. Underestimating Justin, which we all are, because what is this?
Yeah, because this is such a lie. He needs to send himself home, Jesus. Yeah, okay, let's go to Justin's house.
Yeah, so meanwhile, Justin is on the phone with his parents, and it is not sounding good.
Yo!
His mom is...
Somebody tweeted, Justin's parents ain't coming to see his little friend, and I lost it.
That's true. His mom ain't got no time. Who's his little friend?
Who's
your little
this?
Friend? I ain't got time for this.
Oh my
your little
God.
Friend that you're trying to get and claim you want to get please no
please like oh my God
that is
oh my
so
God.
True
so funny I know they were thinking like I know you were on the show to help out your little paintings and your artwork
right
but what on earth I have to fly somewhere and then quarantine and then make sure I'm TV ready for this girl who I know you're not gonna marry absolutely not I have work
absolutely
to go
not,
to. Goodbye son love you.
His parents wanted no parts. The mom was like, you know, we support you, but we just find it really difficult to understand how you could possibly propose to someone in this short bit of time.
Oh my God.
And he was like, all but her, you know, like, I've got nothing to show. She'll be meeting my family. I have nothing to show. How do you think that makes me feel? And the dad was like, look, we support your judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the mom quickly was like, all right, well, love you, bye. Like, she was
trying
to get off
the
phone.
She was just like, I'm done with this. Like, I can't.
I'm done with this. I'll come meet your little friend. No. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, this sucks. And this basically seals his fate because...
Uh-huh. Yep.
Not meeting the parents, that's just not a...
Just and there's no, like, book. Reason.
No.
He's just like, my parents couldn't make it.
Yeah. Okay. Not looking good, Justin.
Oh, poor Justin. Oh, in this moment, I feel bad for him because it was like, damn, I have nothing to show.
Absolutely nothing, but he's you know? His two best friends, which is yeah. not family. Mm. I mean, they could be, they're your chosen family, but it's not mom and dad. It's
yeah. Yeah.
That's not it. So anyways, time for his date. Katie shows up in another colored jean jacket. She loves a jean
yeah,
jacket.
Yeah, a beige jean jacket. Yeah.
Beige. She wore a red mm-hmm. one earlier. Mm-hmm. Just very... Mm. Old '90s, pedestrian, yes. like,
but not '90s in the way. Like yesterday, when I was going to get my haircut, seeing all these children in Soho, I said the only reason I don't know it's not 1994 is because they have a mask on. Because they all look like they were
oh my god
out of Clueless,
out of the '90s. These little Gen Zers with their bikini top and their mom jeans—that's their uniform right now. Like Skecher platform shoes. Like,
these Skecher, these big chunky shoes. I know they heavy as fuck. They're walking around here in a baby doll dress and sunglasses with like little teeny itty bitty eyes and like little beans and walking around taking pictures outside of graffiti. Like, oh my god! And I love it. You know, I love to see it. But I'm just like, this is 1994. Like,
I do love it. Oh, man. It's crazy though that like fashion we wore is coming back around. Are we that old?
Yeah, because every 20 years. It's every 20
every
years.
Every 20 years. This cycle. That's crazy that 90s mm-hmm. fashion is back. And I'm like, fuck, I've worn all of these things. I don't want to. Yeah. But it's so hard. You can't. I was telling you before, you can't get jeans no more that aren't mom jeans, that aren't this,
I know.
This cut.
I know. The thing is, too, these were things that we wore without our influence. We're watching teenagers do this and pick their own outfits. Yeah. I don't think we weren't picking our own outfits.
No,
like that.
Our parents were dressing us like this.
Dressing us this way. Yeah.
They are choosing this. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Katie's rocking a little colored jean jacket and does the whole run, jump, hug to Justin, who we learn in that moment he's from Baltimore because I, for the answer, do not fucking know that. there's like this welcome to Baltimore sign and then they take a horse-drawn carriage and ride around the desert, and there's like different Baltimore stuff on the side. I don't know. There's like a brick wall of graffiti.
Baltimore deserved better than this.
Baltimore deserved better. I don't know much about Baltimore, but I know this was not it. This was not good effort by part of production at all. But yeah, they're in the carriage talking about jack shit. Blue cheese or ranch? I'm a blue cheese girl. Okay.
This is what you all are talking about? 2 weeks at before you're supposed to propose?
At this stage? Katie claims in her confessional, with Justin, it's easy. Our chemistry is undeniable.
Shit, yeah.
Like doing it, talking about nothing.
Very easy.
Yeah. They eventually sit and eat some crab, which was very Baltimore.
That's very Baltimore. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, they sit and chat. Justin tells her that his parents aren't coming. And instead she'll be meeting his two best friends who he's known for like 12, 15 years or something like that. So, and then, yeah, Katie made a correct assessment in her confessional. She's like, well, with Justin's family not here, is he ready for a proposal?
Yeah.
I would think not. Justin, with his parents, the way they sound on the phone, he's not somebody who's going to propose.
Without them,
there. So, all right. Now my TV conked out, so I missed when the friends came in.
Oh yeah, the friends came in. I forget the other one's name. Herb and Friend.
Herb and Friend.
We'll call him Ankles. He had his ankles out, so Herb and Ankles were there, and they cheers. And Justin is talking about how Katie is so great because she adds on to the list of things that he had before he came in, because they were like, oh, Justin's really picky, like that line, which Makes me think that he hasn't been in a relationship in a long time. He just probably fucks around a lot, but isn't like in an actual relationship for real.
Not a relationship guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, oh yeah, she adds to this. And we've never seen him so affectionate before. Herb is in the confessionals. We've never seen him so affectionate. And blah, blah, blah. I miss what Ankles said. I don't think Ankles didn't say not anything.
Not much. Yeah. When my TV came back, I just saw Justin sitting on the couch. Seemed like he was talking like a mile a minute, like really trying hard to sell to his friends that Katie is the one.
This is real. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a sales pitch. It was, it didn't feel genuine. Katie didn't look all that comfortable. Like,
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.